This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Graham is the editor and publisher of the Augusta Free Press. He joins us on the long line from his office in the Valley. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Coy.
How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Very good. No complaints. You have a nice Thanksgiving?
Indeed, and I just can't believe this weather out here. I wish I was able to play hooky today.
So we're getting spoiled, aren't we?
I think we are.
It's beautiful. We're going to remember these days in a few weeks.
Indeed. We'll remember them fondly.
Chris, you have an article in this week's edition of the Augusta Free Press titled The Battle for the Heart and Soul of the GOP. And tell us briefly what I'm recommending, that, of course, by interviewing you, that everybody find this and read this. It's a terrific article, and there's a whole lot there. And this is, of course, AugustaFreePress.com, and this article is right there at the top of this week's issue. You've got a lot of legwork went into this. There's a lot of people, a lot of voices in here from the GOP in Virginia. Tell us in broad strokes what you learned here.
Well, what I wanted to do was examine, after the November 7th elections, of course, a lot of the focus, I think, of pundits and observers was on the Democrats and their victories. And we've examined that, but I also wanted to look at the Republican Party. It seems to me that there is growing a division within the party between, and this has been the case in Virginia for the past several years, between conservatives and moderates over the direction of their party. And conservatives, of course, dating back to the 2000 election of George Bush, had been holding the upper hand, even dating back to the 1994 Contract with America Revolution, had been holding the upper hand. But moderates had been saying here in Virginia, I know, for the past few years, hey, wait a second, there's something going on here. We think there's a groundswell of people who are upset with this ultra-conservative direction. We want to, you know, moderate things, go back to the center. And that seems to be the big debate right now within the party, and it's going to be interesting to see where things go from here.
And we sort of see this debate when you look at the Senate in Virginia and the Republican House and the Republican Senate. Well, there's the battle right there.
Indeed, of course, as the Democratic administration has been with the Mark Warner era and now the Tim Kaine era, but the General Assembly, both Republican, the Republican Senate, the Republican House, they've been the ones who've been unable to come to a accord on budgets the past two cycles, 2004 and, of course, this year in 2006, coming down basically to the last day before they could agree on a budget. It is that moderate conservative divide between those two houses.
And the real, let's get into some specifics and talk about some of the folks that you interviewed for the story. We're talking with Chris Graham, editor and publisher of the Augusta Free Press, AugustaFreePress.com. You spoke with Chris Saxman, Republican House of Delegates, and he didn't seem to be too discouraged by this election.
In fact, Chris holds the view, I think he represents a lot of conservatives out there who feel that this talk that we need to go, that we as Republicans need to go to the center, as he says, is really bunk, that the idea is that, in fact, conservatives just need to be more conservative, need to be more upfront about their conservative direction. They want to see things go in. He felt like, and a lot of, I think, conservatives in Virginia and across the country feel like, that the message of this election wasn't that Republicans are too moderate to, you know, or need to go more in that direction, but instead that they just need to simply hold the course and explain themselves more and let people know what their vision for America is. But Chris certainly holds that view. Steve Landis, I talked to you for this story. Steve Landis is a Weir's Cave Republican. I think his district also goes a bit into Albemarle County.
It does, yep.
Over the mountain. And he's also the chairman of the Republican caucus in the House delegates, so he's one of the, you know, top three or four Republicans in the House. He holds a similar view that it's a more conservative direction that the party needs to take, of course, in the 2007 state elections, also 2008 at the national level. And so, you know, those two guys certainly hold that opinion. I also talked for this story with a couple of senators from the Valley, Russ Potts from up in Winchester, Emmett Hanger from Mount Solon, also Emmett's district, just into Albemarle County in central Virginia a bit. And both of those, of course, hold more moderate views. They feel like the fiscal conservatives in the House have sort of taken things in a direction that maybe the majority of Republicans don't even want to go into.
I thought it was interesting that Saxman said that you quote him as saying basically what we learned from this election is that a moderate Democrat will beat a moderate Republican.
Yes.
So the only thing that's going to beat a moderate Democrat is a very socially conservative Republican.
That's an interesting look at this, and I'm wondering, I talked with Jennifer Stockman of the Republican Majority for Choice, a Washington, D.C. based group that has more of a focus on the federal level, but, you know, the feeling there is that, you know, this is what conservatives are doing. They're trying to they've been very cleverly since November 7th trying to refocus the debate within the Republican Party on what they think is right. And of course, they've had the floor, so to speak, in the GOP for the past 6-12 years, depending on your view on that. And they've been the loudest, and so maybe they've cranked up that PR machine to get the debate back in their direction. But I looked at this issue last week with a story where I looked more at what the Democrats have done, and there is something to that. The idea that Chris said, as you know, the quote, a moderate Democrat will beat a moderate Republican. A number of the Democrats elected nationwide, even here in Virginia, Jim Webb beating George Allen. Jim Webb is not somebody that anybody would call a liberal Democrat. He's a former Reagan Republican, Reagan Democrat, I guess we could say, who crossed back into the Democratic Party just in the last year. And, you know, Heath Shuler down in Tennessee, evangelical Christian Democrat. Those are the kind of Democrats who won a lot of the seats in the House and in the Senate. And so, you know, the idea that, yeah, maybe a moderate Democrat will beat a moderate Republican, but moderate Democrats also beat some conservative Republicans in these elections. And I think that's a message that maybe Chris either missed out on or is trying to talk around there.
Now, there are some Republicans, Chris Graham, our guest, there's some Republicans who insist, to their peril, in my opinion, the apparel of the party, that this election had nothing to do with these social issues, nothing to do with taxes, nothing to do with everything they run on. It was just about Iraq.
And Chris makes that point. When I talked to him last week, he made the point that, you know, there are a number of things other than issues that came up in this election, Iraq being the central one, of course, of the scandals dating from the Abramoff scandal to Mark Foley to, you know, even a week or two before the election, the evangelical minister from Colorado who was an advisor to the president, you know, some issues there with allegations of meth use and gay prostitution and those kind of things, that those issues were more what this election was about than about, you know, whether or not we're conservative or whether or not we're moderate. I think I agree with you. That's a misread. I think that those certainly played a role in some of the races, and maybe in the national psyche there was something to that in some voters' minds. But, you know, I think the fact of the matter is that this was an election where moderate voters spoke for the first time. The last few election cycles, I think, have been polarized election cycles. This was one where the people in the middle had more of a voice. And it's interesting that would be the case in a midterm where generally turnout's lower.
Yeah, and just speaking of turnout, Stockman in your article, Washington, D.C.-based Republican Majority for Choice, Jennifer Stockman, chair of that organization, she points out that the social conservatives are insisting that they lost this election only because, lost in some places, only because that they didn't, their base didn't turn out, when in fact Stockman points out that base turned out in the same proportion as they did in previous elections.
Yeah, she points out that in 2004 and 2006 both, the proportion of social conservatives voting in both those election cycles was in the range of 20-24%. It's very similar both times. And, you know, there was talk before the election that maybe that would swing things if social conservatives who were upset with the direction that the Republican Party's taken on issues, and maybe even some fiscal conservatives who were upset that Congress, for example, the Republican Congress in the past several cycles has been as much profligate spending in their mindset as they would like to say supposedly tax and spend Democrats are. You know, the tax cuts of 2001 and 2002, and yet increasing the amount of spending they've been doing in the past cycles with all the earmarks. So maybe the idea that conservatives would just protest and not come out and vote, and that would swing the election of Democrats. But the numbers, exit poll numbers, show that not to be true. And so there are, you know, there, right now the arguments over those finer points of who came out to vote, who didn't come out to vote, and I think this, even though, you know, I have a feeling right now that the conservatives are sort of winning this debate within the party. This is going to be something that's going to play out, I think, over the next couple of years, certainly as we get into the presidential nomination season late next year, early 2008. We're going to see where, you know, who's going to be able to prevail in this argument. And I'm not sure that in the end it's going to be the conservatives, given maybe certainly the top two presidential contenders are right now for the Republican side, John McCain and Rudy Giuliani, both of whom are considered by a lot of people to be very much moderate centrist Republicans.
Yeah, it's still pretty early for 08, but it's a point well taken, and I think we will see the party redefine itself in that election. They're going to have to, and they're going to have to open their eyes to some things that are going on that, in my opinion, they closed their eyes to, not just Iraq or the realities of what's going on in Iraq and the civil war in Iraq, but some realities here at home as well.
Well, indeed, you know, you could attribute some of the success, at least, if not a good bit of success in recent election cycles, to positions on social issues. For example, we saw in Virginia this year the divisive issue of gay marriage being brought up. You know, I think a lot of us knew that that was being brought up in 2006 to boost George Allen's chances at reelection. It ends up that ballot measure passes with 57% of the vote, and Allen still loses. But that was used; it was played like a piano in 2004 to help George Bush win re-election in a number of key states, for example, Ohio. That's been a big issue, and it's going to be interesting to see how. I guess there have been 20 or more than 20 now state measures passed. There's not many more of those that can be put on the ballot in 2008 to try to play that card anymore down the road. So it'll be, you know, certainly those issues have come up, and it's interesting to see, as you see, all these issues across the board have been played by conservatives, but can they continue to divide to win elections? I think this election cycle suggests probably not.
And Chris Graham, our guest editor and publisher of the Augusta Free Press. So the social conservatives in the GOP nationally and in Virginia here in the elections next year, all Senate and House seats, all 140 seats are up for election next November. The social conservatives are going to go back to basics, God, gays, guns, and abortion, and the moderates are going to run. Talk a little bit about Emmett Hanger and what he told you about his wishes that we would see the more moderation, especially fiscal conservatism, true classic fiscal conservatism, return to the GOP.
Well, what Emmett's position has been since really dating back to 2004, and even before that, he was a major player in the tax reform debate of the early part of this decade, working with people like Mark Warner across the aisle to for a more fair tax system, but also that of course gets him criticism from within his own party because that tax reform ends up providing more revenues for the state, and there was it's been characterized by one side as tax reform, the other side as tax increase, and that debate still goes on. But Emmett, he feels like that true fiscal conservatives, what they need to do is realize that you can't just say no to everything. You can't say no to taxes. We have to realize that the government does have to provide for core functions. Transportation, education have been political footballs in Virginia the past couple of years in the budget cycles. And what Emmett's very critical of the fact that the fiscal conservatives who have sort of taken over in the House, for example, seem to think that being a fiscal conservative means cutting taxes and not worrying about spending, focusing on borrowing money to pay for things and let the future generations pay for that. He's critical. He doesn't like even being labeled a moderate, and people like me call him a moderate because he does seem to have a more moderate position certainly than some of those no taxers. But he views himself as a true fiscal conservative and realizes that fiscal conservatives sometimes have to agree to spend money.
Chris Graham is the editor and publisher of the Augusta Free Press. That's AugustaFreePress.com. Article this week, The Battle for the Heart and Soul of the GOP. Terrific work, Chris.
Well, thank you, Coy.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.